I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this is our 520th show. Weird to think about that, actually. I mean, we've been doing shows now for pert nigh on to 16, 17 years, somewhere in that vicinity. A lot of people say, wow, Dr. Bill, you've been at YouTube longer than most people have been at YouTube. Yes, indeed. So why is it I only have 625 subscribers? Huh? I guess I'm too avant-garde for everyone. I'd like to think maybe that's what it is. At any rate, if you are not a subscriber, if you're watching this show and you have not subscribed to Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, come on, get on with the program. Subscribe. I mean, if nothing else, it would make my day.
Make this old geezer quite happy.
I mean, it doesn't cost you a dime. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. You know, let me give you something straight about the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I'm not even sure they're actually active anymore. But I became a member of many years ago, and I still am. At least they haven't told me I'm not. There's that. Anyway, if you would like to keep up with us, you can always go to our website. Our website is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. I encourage you to go there and check it out regularly. At any rate, we also have, I don't mention this very often, but we have a newsletter. And occasionally, I send out a newsletter. It's probably been, I know it's been since last year. Probably the middle of last year, so it's been a while. But at any rate, sign up for the newsletter. You can go to this address, drbill.tv/newsletter. And you can sign up. Well, there you go. Anyway, we're going to be talking about something really cool and interesting. I have a toy, a brand new toy. Let's see if I can get this somewhat in the right angle and focus. Focus is going to be interesting. That's a little better. Okay, this is the FeelWorld L2 Plus Multi-Camera Video Switcher. Now, some of you that have been with us a long time will remember that I already had the FeelWorld L1 model. But the difference is the newer one is newer. There's that. But it also has many new features, which I really like. Not the least of which is the 5-inch screen right on the front of it. You can see it in the picture here. That it's got this big screen. And you can switch button between different video feeds. And in order to have video feeds, you have to have cameras. Which I do. We now have cameras that I can switch to. Like this one that's showing my ring. I didn't mean to go to that shot. This shot. Is the L2 Plus, and you can see the screen here and the buttons, and this is the shot I meant to go to, that shot, see, but see, this one is my side angle, and this one is my straight-on front shot, okay, but now what's interesting here, Let me see. I'm going to do something I shouldn't do. Don't you love it when I do that? I'm going to go to this shot, and then I'm going to take this camera, and I'll bring it over here and show you this camera. See the camera? The camera there, I'm holding it in my hand, which is hard because it's heavy. The stand is heavy. That is a Panasonic V180 camcorder. Now, I'm going to put this back over here. You shouldn't do that in the middle of a show. But I do strange things because I'm me. I'll try to put it back the way I had it. Is that? That's about the way I had it. Okay. Let's go back to the center shot. So here's the thing. That camcorder is 12 years old. Now, it's not 12 years old to me, but the great thing is I did a lot of research, to find a camcorder that had high quality, good autofocus, gave you a clean HDMI output, not all camcorders will, and will allow you to use it in a shot like this, okay? Which means HDMI outputs to the L2, okay? That means that even though it's a 12-year-old camera, it does exactly what I need it to do, which gets us to this point. For those of you that are doing YouTube and are doing ministry video and other kinds of video, your blog, video log, vlog, whatever you want to call it, you don't need the $1,000 Sony DSLR, which is what I'm using right here for this shot. You can use the little less than $100 video cameras and get a pretty decent shot out of them. Let's go back to this shot. See, that's not bad. Not bad at all. Still see the beard hairs, right? And there you go. I was just talking to my wife about this earlier when I was showing her the setup. You're not going to have the bokeh effect like I have here from the Sony, because I'm paying for that with the camera to be able to do that with multiple lenses and so forth. But this is a good setup. And this is what the L2 is all about. This is what I wanted to show you. So let's go to this shot and we'll talk about this. This gives you the ability to switch between shots. Now you have to set it up. Let me set this up. You have to go over here. And actually, I think you have to put it in the mode to use the T-bar. This is a T-bar. It allows you to switch back and forth. You can go into the menu here with this menu button and set up all of that. And I'm not going to do all that during the show. I've already done things I shouldn't do during a show. But you've got four inputs here. Now, this camera, I touched the screen and went to the shot. Let me go back to this shot. I can touch. See, that's what's so cool. Let me do that again. I can come down here to these little tiny shots that shows what the camera is seeing. And let's say I want the side shot over here. I can touch that without touching the button, and it will take you to that shot. Okay, if I want to go back to the L2, I can touch that on the screen, and it will take you back to that. Now, see, that's so cool, because I'm not having to hit clunky buttons. I mean, I like the buttons, don't get me wrong, but you've got options. You have choices, okay? Go back to my center shot. You have choices that you can use when you're using the L2. Now, there's other things I want to show you about the L2. And to do that, I'm going to use some static shots. So let's go to that right now in B-roll. All right, we're going to go to some static images here so I can show you kind of a run-through of the FeelWorld L2 Plus multi-format video mixer. These large buttons here, as you saw earlier, light up. When they are in use, those are for switching between four HDMI video inputs, okay? And this is your pre-shot screen, you might say. This is what's actually going to the recorder, the screen here. So, and then down here you have a small inset screen of each of your other four inputs, your other four cameras that you're bringing into the system. Up here, you have your menu for changing your menu options. And you also have a T-bar here, which allows you to smoothly fade between shots if you put it in that format. So let's go to the next one here. This gives you a side view. You can see there are vents down here on the front. This has got a fan in it, and it will pull air through these vents to cool the mixer. And that fan will make a little bit of noise. Now, it's not bad if you have a highly directional dynamic microphone. It won't pick it up, as you can tell from the shots during our show today. But it is something to be aware of. So that fan will run and will cool the system down. And then you've got a panel over here. We're going to see that more in detail on the next shot where you can, well, this is the back panel. HDMI input 1, 2, 3, and 4. Then you have an HDMI output where you can put the output of that recording screen, for instance, can go to that HDMI output so you can see it in a large format. Or you could select with the option to show the multi-screen view with all the screens, just like you see on the little 5-inch screen on the front. You can put that to an HDMI output so you can see it on a larger scale. That's good if you are using it in a studio, you might say permanently. This is designed to be somewhat portable. So we'll go here. This is the bottom. And you can see there are some little pads, rubberized pads, that allow it not to slip on your table. But it also shows some vents and the main fan here. This fan is what I was talking about that would help cool it off. Your DC power comes in here from your power brick. And then over here, you can see a little more clearly the LAN, which is a regular Ethernet jack. You have a blue USB 3.0 connector, which allows you to connect it to your computer. So, for instance, I use the L2 to go from here, from the L2, out of the USB 3 to the computer, and then I pull that into OBS. Okay, so you might say this is a pre-mix before even getting to OBS, which I can do mixing with as well. It's kind of nice. Here you've got your headphone jack and mic jack, which is kind of nice, and more vents. So it's pretty simple, pretty simple system. But I thought this would be better to give you kind of a feel for the layout and what kind of options you have on it, as opposed to just showing you the shot there in the studio. Okay, you see how that works? All the options you have. And again, this is not prohibitively expensive. It's not cheap, but it's not prohibitively expensive. As a matter of fact, I got it on sale, 30% off, and they seem to have those sales every so often. Okay, my beard's really getting a little out of control. I'm going to have to give it a trim here eventually. But at any rate, so the thing is, the L2 is not that bad, price-wise, okay? Let's see. I think I need to switch over here and switch back. I was seeing a little artifacting. I think the reason I've got that little artifact is because of something I did earlier in my setup. Yeah, because it's just on that channel. So I'm going to let that go for right now. Normally, you don't see that little line there. You see it? That's because of something I was doing earlier. It's not the camera's fault. It's not the L2's fault, and I don't want to mess with it too much. Tell you what I will do. Let me try this. I'm going to go here. I'm going to unplug the camera, plug it back in, and then pull it back up. I think that took care of it. Okay? I saw a couple shots there. Anyway, it's because of what I was doing earlier. I'm not concerned about it. You know how it is with me and glitching. I don't like glitching. But that, at least I know what's going on. So I'm not going to be freaking out over it. So for right now, we'll just go back to this shot so that doesn't distract me. At any rate, this is what I wanted you to see with the L2, and I wanted you to see how it all works in my setup here. And yes, I know that my office is a mess, but that's because I'm a computer guy, and I just have messy office complex. I mean, after all, I've got stuff stacked up over here with the L2 box, right? So, I mean, it's just sitting here on top of another device. So there you go. Anyway, trust you enjoyed this show today. I'm going to go back to my center shot. And join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.